New York City, December 1998. Friday night, 7 o'clock, give or take a few minutes, depending on whether my alchemy has been timed correctly and pill and brain are playing together nicely. Showtime. The studio audience are in their bleacher seats and the actors are backstage waiting for cast intros. One by one, as their names are called, they run through the center of what we call the bullpen, Spin City's main office set, until they reach the imaginary line where the fourth wall should be. They take in the audience's applause, wave, bow, or in the case of the guys, curtsy, then make a sharp right and circle around backstage again. I'm the last one out, and usually execute the ritual in an identical fashion, except that after my wave, I make a brief stop to say good luck to the writers, who are clustered around the studio's floor monitor. By the time I've rejoined the cast and director, they're already in the throes of a communal pre-performance whoop-up, a high-fiving, shoulder-slapping parody of a varsity football team, complete with sloppy huddle and group cheer, though nothing so crisp and uniform as go fight win, just a short, loud burst of random profanity. Halfway through our third season, we'd never started show night any other way. But this Friday night is unlike any other. It's my first time in front of a studio audience since I disclosed my diagnosis, and I know that what happens over the next 3 hours or so will be a litmus test for the rest of my career, however long that might be. My friends in the cast understand what I'm going through. I can feel their support. Though a little less raucous than normal, they're even more generous with the hugs, and this is a huggy group. When my name is called, I run down the center of the bullpen, but this time I don't stop or wave, and I don't make the sharp right to return backstage. I keep going, right through the fourth wall to the edge of the bleachers. With a boost from one of the camera operators, I climb up over the railing. Now I'm with the audience, practically stepping on the toes of the folks in the first row. I need to be this close. I need them to see that I'm okay. And this, too. I feel I need to give them permission to laugh. So I say hello, tell a few jokes, and ask if there are any questions. One young woman puts hers very simply. How are you feeling? Better than I look, I answer her quickly, and with a smile. And I don't know about you, but I find me pretty damn cute. There's a brief delay, and then mercifully a wave of warm laughter. Maybe this is going to be all right.